Good morning.
今天早晨好。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, as we study your word today, help us to listen to your voice.
主啊，当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你帮助我们学习聆听你的声音。
Give us encouragement as we hear your word.
当我们听到你话语的时候，求你鼓励我们的心。
That we will see that even in difficult times, there is hope.
让我们明白，即使在困难的、艰难的时光，那里仍然有盼望。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
All right, the first slide gives you the homework.
第一张这个幻灯片是我们的家庭作业。
Next lesson, we will combine three books.
今天，下一个星，下一课我们会讲三本书。
Because these three books all tell the same story.
因为这三本书讲述的是同一个故事。
And so we will bring those together.
所以我们就把它放在一起。
I've given you about five chapters to read in the book of Ezra.
所以呢，以斯拉记我们读五章。
As you read the first part of Nehemiah, look for the word remember.
当你读尼希米的第一部分第一章的时第一部分的时候就是去找那个纪念那个词。我们下个词会讲这个词。
And then as you read the book of Esther,
当你读以斯帖记的时候
I want to have you count how many times the name of God appears in the book.
我想让你数一数在以斯帖记里神这个字出现了多少次。
And that will give you a number.
那就会给你一个数字。
And then think about what is God's role in this book.
然后你再思想一下神在以斯帖记里的角色是什么。
That is next week.
那是下个星期要讲的内容。
Now today we are looking at a book that is probably not your favorite book.
今天我们要看的这两本书可能不是你最喜爱的书最喜爱圣经的书卷。
Back when I taught in Bible college, I would always ask the students if they had read each book as we studied.
每次我在那个圣经学院教书的时候我都会问学生他们有没有去把我们所讲的书信全部读一遍。
And for Chronicles,
对历代志上来讲
The answer was almost always no.
基本上学生都会说没读。
Except for two verses.
除了两节。
And we will come to those later.
我们一会儿会讲到两节。
But for me, Chronicles is one of my favorite books.
对我来讲，个人来讲，历代志上下是我最喜欢的书卷之一。
Someday I hope I can teach a class just on the book of Chronicles.
我希望有一天我能够就是能详细的来教这个历代志上下。
It is a wonderful, wonderful book.
那是一个很棒很精彩的两卷书。
And it is especially a good book to be studying right now during the COVID-19.
尤其是现在我们有这个新冠这个病毒的情况下这是一个能够应该学习的一个很好的书卷。
Because the theme of the book is, there is hope.
因为这两本书的主题就是仍然有盼望。
Let me tell you a bit about where this book comes from.
让我给你讲一下这本书的背景。
Now, if you read it, you might think that it is from the same time as the book of Kings.
如果你去读的话，你就发现它所涵盖的时间是跟列王记是一样的。
Because in our Chinese and English Bibles, this book comes right after Kings.
因为呢，这本书呢是正好在列王记上下之后出现的。
It covers the same period of time.
它讲述的是同一个时间的历史。
And so you might think, ah, this is from the same time.
所以你就说可能这本书是跟列王记一样是同一个时期写的。
It covers the same period.
它虽然讲的是同一个时期的历史。
But it was written probably about 150 years later.
但是却是列王记成书之后的150年以后写的可能是。
Kings, I told you last class, look was written right after Jerusalem fell.
列王记应该是在耶路撒冷陷落之后没多久就写的。
And it tells us why Jerusalem fell.
告诉我们的是耶路撒冷为什么会陷落。
Chronicles covers the same period of time.
虽然历代志讲的是同一个时期的历史。
But it's written 150 years probably after Israel fell.
但是却是在以色列整个亡国之后150年以后写的。
And its message is there's hope for Israel.
那个他的历代志的这个信息就是对以色列这个民族来讲仍然有希望。
Now let me explain about the time.
让我给你解释一下这个时这些日期。
Israel has come back from exile.
现在以色列从被掳的那个时期已经归回了。
I told you last week Assyria destroyed the northern kingdom.
我上次课讲到就是亚述帝国就是毁掉了这个北方北方王国以色列。
So Assyria never comes back.
You mean the northern kingdom?
The northern kingdom.
所以呢，那个北国的这些以色列的这些支派从来就没有回来。
But the Babylonians defeated Judah.
但是呢，这个巴比伦人，战胜了这个犹大。
Carried them into captivity.
就把这些犹大的这些以色列人呢，都带到了这个巴比伦。
But allowed them to live. As one group of people,
但是却让他们作为一个这样的一个种族，一个民，就是一群人，一个民族这样继续的生活。
So with the northern kingdom, they disappear because they're scattered all over.
所以这个北方的支派呢，他们就消失了，因为他们被分散在各地。
But for the southern kingdom, for Judah, it's much different.
但是这个南国对犹大来讲，它的历史完全不同。
A few times I have gone to New York City.
我曾经去过纽约几次。
And when it's supper time, I always go to Little China.
每次到晚餐的时候，我就去那个中国城，唐人街中国城。
Because I know there I can get good food.
因为我知道在那个中国城，我在那儿可以吃到美味的可口中国食物。
Now, if you are a person like me.
如果你像我一样。
And you are walking through Chinatown.
如果你就是走过中国城。
All around you, it looks like China.
那周围的整个这个街景都像是在你在中国。
When I'm in Chinatown, I am the foreigner.
当我到中国城的时候，我是外国人。
Even though it's New York City.
虽然是在纽约城。
When the Babylonians took The Jewish people to Babylon.
当这个巴比伦人把那个犹太人犹大的这些民支派掳到巴比伦城的时候
，The Jewish people built their own communities.
这个犹太人呢就建立了自己的社区。
If you walked into that community,
如果你进到他们的社区
，This is Israel.
你进到里面，你说这个就是以色列。
So they have their own businesses.
所以他们有自己的贸易，自己的商业。
They have their own worship.
他们有自己的敬拜。
They have their own little government.
他们有自己的管理自己的小小的政府。
And so that preserves their identity as a people.
所以呢，这个就保存了他们作为以色列人的这个民族性。
After they are there for 50 years.
当他们在那儿居住了五十年之后。
A group of people return.
有一群人就回到了耶路撒冷。
We're going to look at that next class.
所以我们下一课我们就会看那个部分。
I'm taking these in the order they are in the Bible.
然后我是按照圣经这个时间顺序来讲的。
But historically, I really ought to look at Chronicles after I look at Ezra and Nehemiah.
You mean...实际上呢，我是如果按时间顺序来讲，我们应该先看这个以斯拉和那尼希米之后，再看这个历代志上下。
Because Ezra and Nehemiah tells the story of how the Persians allow the Jews to come back to Jerusalem.
所以尼希米记跟以斯拉记就是讲述了这个当时这个波斯 波斯人是如何允许以色列人回到他们的土地上的。
They let them build their temple.
然后呢，他们允许犹这个犹太人去建圣殿。
But even 100 years after they come back,
即使他们回到耶路撒冷100年之后
，everything still looks hopeless.
所有的事情看上去还是很没有希望，很黑。
They have a temple.
他们有圣殿。
But it's a smaller temple. It's not as beautiful as Solomon's temple.
就但是却是一个小很多的一个圣殿，根本没有像那个所罗门所建的圣殿那么宏伟。
They still don't have a king. They just have a governor.
他们仍然没有王，他们不过是有一个政府。
And most of the Jewish people haven't come back.
然后呢，绝大多数的这个犹太人还是没有回来。
Most of them stayed.Where they had gone.
然后好多人就待在了他们去的地方。
In fact, all the way down to the time of Jesus.
所以呢，你可以看到一直到耶稣的时代。
500 years later.
就算又过了500年。
There are more Jews in Babylonia.
在巴比伦的犹太人有比在耶路撒冷犹太人更多。
And in Egypt.
在也就是说，在巴比伦和埃及的犹太人比，在这个犹太地的犹太人更多。
Than there are in Palestine.
就是在外地的就犹太人比在巴勒斯坦的犹太人更多。
Because after 50, 60, 70 years living in Babylon, they have their own home, they have their business. They don't want to go back to Jerusalem.
因为他们在巴比伦生活了50、60、70年之后，他们在巴比伦有自己的家，有自己的生意，他们不想回到那个耶路撒冷。
And so when Chronicles is written, Jerusalem is still a small city.
所以当历代志上下写作的成书的时候呢，耶路撒冷仍然是个小城。
It's still poor.
然后很贫穷。
The Messiah still has not come.
弥赛亚还没有来。
Ezra that we'll look at next week.
下个星期我们要看的以斯拉记。
100 years after they come back,
就是他们回到耶路撒冷100年之后
，Ezra prays and he says this.
以斯拉他祷告，他这么说
：“We are slaves.
我们仍然是为奴仆。
They still feel like they are slaves.
他们仍然感觉到他们仍然是奴仆。”
If you were to ask them, are you excited to be back in Jerusalem?
如果你问他们，你说你是不是觉得回到耶路撒冷你很兴奋呢？
I think they would point to the temple and say, look at it, it's nothing.
他们可能会对你指着那个圣殿说，你看看那个圣殿，这什么都不是。
They would point to the wall and they would say, look, it's nothing.
然后他们会看着给你指着城墙说，你看看这什么都不是。
We're the poor people.
我们是很贫穷的人民。
No, we're not excited.
我们一点都不兴奋。
We are slaves.
我们还是奴仆。
And so the purpose for Chronicles.
所以这个历代志的这个写作的目的
is to say to these people.
就是对这些人民说，以色列人说
，There is hope.
有仍然有盼望。
God has not forgotten you.
神没有忘记你们。
We don't know, but many people think, I think that Ezra probably wrote Chronicles.
我们不是确定，但是很多人我也觉得是以斯拉写了这个历代志。
And it is showing hope even in this difficult situation.
他就是展现了在一个很艰难的时刻的时候，时期仍然有希望。
To get ready for today's class, last week I was going back and reading Chronicles again.
因为要准备今天的讲课，所以我上个星期又把历代志读了一遍。
And I realized what a wonderful book it is for us right now.
我就意识到对我们现今的我们来讲，这本书是多么好的一本书。
When part of our country is afraid, our world is afraid of a disease.
当这个世界上的很大一部分都在害怕这个疾病，这个新冠肺炎。
Part of our country is afraid that the economy will collapse.
然后呢， 这个国家的很多人都很担心这个经济的崩溃。
And many of us are afraid of both.
然后我们其中的很多人两样都怕。
And so we can look at Chronicles and say,
所以我们就可以
there is hope.
可以去读历代志，然后上下就意识到说仍然有盼望。
Now, I want to show you in our little survey of Chronicles three ways that Chronicles shows hope.
所以呢，在我们今天来看这个历代志上下的时候，我们来看它有用三种不同的方式来展示了这个希望。
The first way,
第一个方式是第三章幻灯片，
is the genealogy,
是家谱。
Now, when I taught this in the college,
当我在那个学校里教书的时候，
I would always start by reading the first 10 verses or so of Chronicles.
我基本上是从历代志上的头十节开始，头十节。
Out of pity on my translator, I'm not going to do that.
我今天比较连续这个翻译的人，所以我就不把它不读一遍了。
Because all it is names.
所以呢，这第一历代志上第一章一到十节全部是人名。
Name, 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 name.
一个一个也是人名。
There are nine chapters.
一共有
of names.
所以呢，有九章里边全部是人名。
And this is one reason people don't like Chronicles.
这就是为什么人们不喜欢这个历代志的原因之一。
Because you begin to read Chronicles and you think, this is horrible.
当你读历代志上的时候，你说这个太可怕了。
Why is this in the Bible? Why do I have to read this?
我为什么这个在圣经里，我为什么要读这个呢？
But the reason you think that is,
你之所以这样想的原因是，
your name's not in there.
是因为你的名字不在这个书上。
You see, if this was my genealogy,
如果你想想，如果这是你自己的家谱，
and it told who my father was,
这告诉你说我的爸爸是谁，
who his father was,
我爸爸的爸爸又是谁，
his grandfather,
他的那个祖父是谁，
and I'll quit because so you don't have to keep translating all of the fathers,
<That's okay.
S 1> father, father, father.
所以我们的什么祖父、曾祖父、高祖父。
If that was my family line, that would be very interesting.
如果那是我的家谱，那就会很有意思了。
And here is what I want you to see.
所以我想让你明白的是，
for the people who are reading this book,
对当时读这本书的人来讲，以色列人来讲，
this is their family line.
这是他们自己的家谱。
And so they are interested because it tells who they are.
因为他们对这些就很有兴趣，因为这个告诉他们是谁。
But I think they are interested for an even more special reason.
我觉得他们有一个更特别的原因，让他们觉得这个很有趣，很有意思。
Because remember, they have been taken away.
你记不记得他们曾经被掳？
When Babylon attacked Jerusalem, they destroyed everything.
当巴比伦来攻打耶路撒冷的时候，他们把所有的都给毁了。
All of these records have been destroyed.
他们所有的这些以前的家谱记录都被毁灭了。
And the people of Israel feel like we're nobody.
然后以色列就觉得他们什么都不是。
We don't even know who our family line is anymore.
他们甚至说我们都不知道我们从哪儿来，我们的家谱是我们的祖先，我们的家谱是什么。
And in the ancient world, your family line was very, very important to who you were.
在古时候呢，就是你的家谱对你的那个身份认证来讲是非常重要的。
The amazing thing of these genealogies for them is,
对犹太人来讲，对这个家谱的重要性在于这个。
God has preserved who we are.
神保留了就是我们的这种身份，让我们知道我们是谁。
Instead of allowing our history to be destroyed, God preserved this.
虽然他们没有说让他们的这个历史记录被完全的毁灭，神保留了这些家谱。
And this book says God has not forgotten us.
然后这些家谱就告诉他们说神没有忘记我们，没有忘记他们。
We are still God's people.
我们仍然是神的子民。
He remembers us.
他纪念我们。
And so the first way this book shows hope.
所以呢
is through the genealogy.
所以呢这个历代志第一个显示仍然有盼望的方式就是通过家谱。
There's a second way the book shows hope.
第二种这个这些历代志显示希望的是
The homework that I gave you.
是我上个星期给你们的家庭作业。
Ask you to look at how Chronicles is different than Kings.
就是上个星期给你们家庭作业里边有个问题，就是历代志上下和列王记上下如何不同？
They both cover the same period of time.
他们讲述的都是同一段历史时期。
But they look at it from a different perspective.
但是他们却是从不同的角度来看。
Both of them are true.
他们都讲的是真实的，他们讲的都是对的，真的。
But they emphasize different things.
但是他们强调的事情却不同。
During the social distancing, I have been reading a lot.
因为现在是有大家要保持社交距离，所以我现在读了很多书。
And I read two books.That are history of the American Revolution.
然后我读了两本关于美国独立战争的这个历史书籍。
One written by an American.
一本书的作者是美国人写的。
And one written by a British writer.
另外一本呢是被一个英国人写的。
Both books are true.
两本书他们所讲述的历史都是真实的。
Both books tell about the same war.
他们讲述的都是同一场战争。
But the two books are very different.
但是这两本书却非常的不同。
One says,
有一本书说,
This was an exciting war.
这是一个很令人兴奋的战争。
Our little American army defeated a huge British army.
我们这么一个小小的装备不足的这个美国军队竟然战胜了当时最强大的英国军队。
The other book says,
但另外一本书上说
This was a disaster.
这简直是一场灾难。
Our army should have won.
我们的军队本来是应该可以赢的。
We had terrible generals who got us in trouble.
我们的这个将军太糟糕了，带领这个军事领袖把我们搞得这么子。带到麻烦里。
I read those two books, I thought about Kings and Chronicles.
然后当我读这两本历史书籍的时候我就想到这个列王记跟历代志。
You see, this is slide, six.
现在我们应该到第六。
Kings is looking back.
Which one? Chronicle or,
Kings.
King.
Kings is looking back.
那个列王记呢是回顾。
Kings is saying, why did this happen?
列王记在问说为什么这些会发生。
Chronicles is looking forward.
但是历代志呢是往前看。
It is saying, is there hope for us?
就是说对我们还有希望吗？
Kings looks at Saul.
然后列王记呢是看就是在看那个扫罗的历史。
And it looks at the failure of Saul.
然后也记录了就是说扫罗的失败。
It looks at the northern kingdom and their failure.
然后去记述了这个北国的他们的历史跟他们的失败。
Chronicles just gives a little bit about Saul.
但是呢历代志就对扫罗的介绍非常简短。
Very little about the northern kingdom.
对北国的介绍也非常少。
And instead focuses on David and Judah.
然后他的重点是在大卫和南国犹大。
Because there's no hope for the northern kingdom.
因为呢对北国来讲已经没有希望了。
Chronicles is written to say to Judah, there is hope.
这个历代志是写给犹大的告诉他们仍然有盼望。
This is where your Messiah will come from.
这个你们的弥赛亚就会从你们中间出来。
It chooses stories.
然后他选择的这个故事是
that emphasize this message.
他所选择的故事历代志是在强调这个信息。
For David.
对大卫来讲
It tells about his success.
You mean Kings tells his success or the Chronicles?
Chronicles tells his success.
在历代志里边就讲到了大卫的成功。
In Samuel and Kings tells us about David's weakness.
但是在撒母耳记上下跟历代志上下讲到了大卫的这个软弱。
Tells us about the sin with Bathsheba.
然后讲述了他和拔示巴所犯的罪。
Chronicles doesn't tell that story.
但是那个历代志上下却没有讲述这个故事。
It's not trying to hide it.
他并不是为了隐藏这个事实。
Everybody had the book of Samuel and they knew what had happened.
每个人都有读过这个撒母耳记上下，他们知道这个发生了什么。
But this book is focused on hope.
但是历代志的那个焦点是在于盼望。
Chronicles is a book of hope.
历代志上下是一本关于希望的书籍。
And so it tells stories that show God's blessing and the hope for God's people.
然后他所显示的是神的祝福和神对他神带给他子民的盼望。
It shows hope through the genealogy.
他通过这个家谱展示这个希望。
It shows hope through the history.
他也通过这个历史来展示希望。
And the third way it shows hope.
第三个展示希望的方式是
is a message of repentance.
是一个悔改的信息。
The key verse in Chronicles.
在历代志里边的这个重要经节就是
is in 2 Chronicles 7.
是历代志下第七章
verse 14.
历代志下第七章十四节。
It is at the dedication of the temple.
那个时候是他们献圣殿。
God appears to Solomon that night.
神那晚上夜里对所罗门显现。
They have finished dedicating the temple.
他们刚刚奉献完圣殿。
And God appears to Solomon.
神对再次向所罗门显现。
And he says, I've heard your prayer. I've chosen this temple as the place of sacrifice.
神对他说，我已听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。
And then he warns them.
然后他就警告他们。
Because remember from Deuteronomy that if Israel disobeys, there will be judgment.
从申命记我们看到，如果以色列不顺从神，就会有审判。
And so he says, when I send out, shut up the heavens so there is no rain.
所以神说，我若使天闭塞，不下雨。
If I command the locusts to devour the land.
或使蝗虫吃这地的土产。
If I send pestilence among the people,
或是瘟疫流行在我民中,
all of this would happen as God's judgment if they disobey.
如果他们不顺从神,不听从神的话,这个就是他们所会,神会带来的审判。
But then God says,
然后接着神又说,
if my people,
如果我的子民,
who are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面。
And turn from their wicked ways.
转离他们的恶行。
Then I will hear from heaven.
我必从天上垂听。
And will forgive their sin and heal their land.
赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
The message of Chronicles is this.
所以历代志的信息是
The people of Judah are back in Jerusalem.
犹大的以色列人已经回到了耶路撒冷。
But they still feel like it's hopeless.
但是他们仍然觉得没有盼望。
And so over and over this book shows that if you cry out to God, he listens.
所以这本书一次又一次的再说，如果你向神呼求，神会垂听。
A couple stories that illustrate this.
所以有几个故事就讲述了这个道理。
Second Chronicles.
在历代志下。
Starting in chapter 14.
第十四章。
King Asa.
讲到亚撒王。
He is under attack.
他是被攻击。
And he cries out to God.
然后他向神呼求。
an army, it says, of a million men are coming up against him.
所以有上百万的这个军兵要过要出来攻击他。
But he cries out to God.
但是亚萨呼求神。
And God delivers him.
然后神就拯救了他们。
Later in Asa's life,
但是在亚萨的生命后期、生命晚年的时候，
he is attacked again in chapter 16.
在第十六章，他又被攻击。
But this time he doesn't call on God.
但这一次他没有向神呼求。
And the prophet comes and says, God is unhappy.
然后先知就过来对他说，神对你就是不高兴。
When you relied on God, he gave you victory over your enemy.
当你依靠神的时候，神就让你胜过你的仇敌。
But this time,
但是这一次
you relied on the army.
这一次呢，你依靠的是你的军队，是军队，军兵。
And you will have war the rest of your life.
那你余生都会有征战，都。
The writer of Chronicles is showing.
这个
How important it is that we call on God for our help.
所以呢，历代志就向我们展示，就是当我们向神呼求帮助是有多么的重要。
Because our hope doesn't come from our military strength, it comes from God.
因为我们的盼望，我们的希望不在于我们的军事力量，而在于神。
Another story that is one of my favorite little stories in Chronicles.
另外一个我最喜欢的一个历代志里边的故事就是
Chronicles, First Chronicles chapter 4.
就是历代志上第四章。
It's right in the middle of the genealogies.
就是这个第四章的第四章正好是在讲还在讲家谱。
If you are reading this in your devotions.
如果你在读你的那个灵修时间读这些章节。
You start to read at verse 1, the sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi.
第一节就讲说犹大的儿子是法勒斯希斯伦加米户尔朔巴。
You get down to verse 8.
然后你一直读到第八节。
Cuz fathered Anub, Sobaha, and the clans of Ahalel, the son of Haram.
哥斯生亚诺索比巴并哈伦儿子亚哈黑的诸族。
And you are probably thinking, oh, this is boring.
然后你就读的说呀，好，真是好无聊啊。
And then you read this.
然后你就读到下一句。
Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵。
And his mother called his name Jabez.
他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯。
Saying.
意思说。
Because I bore him in pain.
我生他甚是痛苦。
Now you should feel sorry for Jabez.
所以你听到这个名字的话，你应该为那个亚比斯难过。
Because the word that is translated honorable, Jabez was more honorable.
他的这个亚比斯的意思是说更尊贵。
It's a word that means heavy.
更尊贵，他的意思其实那个词的实际意义就是说更重。
So ladies.
所以女士们。
This is what it says.
所以这个词的意思是说
Jabez was heavier than his brothers.
亚比斯比他的兄弟们都更重。
And his mother gave him the name Jabez.
他妈妈给了起名叫亚比斯。
The word Jabez means painful.
这个亚比斯的意思是痛苦的意思。
So,Jabez was heavier than his brothers.
所以呢，亚比斯比他的弟兄们都更重更大。
And his mother gave him the name painful.
然后妈又叫他说痛苦。
Saying because I bore him in pain.
那意思就是说我生你生的好难好痛。
He was a big baby.
就是说他是一个出生时候很大很重的一个婴孩。
And when it's time to give him a name, his mother says,He was painful.
然后当该给他起名字，他妈说：“哎呀，他是让人好痛啊。”
And this poor kid.
所以这么一个可怜的孩子
has to go to school.
当他去学校的时候
，first day of school.
学校上学第一天
，he's the fat little boy.
他是那个胖胖的小男孩
heavier than his brothers.
比他的兄弟们都更胖更重。
And now he's embarrassed.
现在他觉得很难看。
Because the teacher says, "What's your name?"
然后老师问说，你叫什么名字？
My name is painful.
他说我的名字是痛苦，难受，痛苦。
What did you say?
老师说，你说什么？
My name is painful.
我的名字是痛苦。
Why do you have a name painful?
你为什么有一个名字叫痛苦呢？
My mom said I gave her pain.
因为我妈说我给她带来很多痛苦。
This is a terrible name.
这是一个太糟糕的名字。
And he grows up with everyone making fun of him.
所以他从小到大可能就不断的被人取笑。
But then it says,
然后接着是第十节说，
Jabez called on the God of Israel.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，
He prayed, God, would you bless me and enlarge my border?
他说，圣愿你赐福于我。
Would you put your hand on me?
求你真的是扩张，把你的手放在我的身上。
Would you keep me from evil?
保佑我不遭患难。
So that it might not bring me pain.
所以呢，我的生活中不会再带来痛苦。
God, I don't want any more pain.
神啊，我不想再要更多的痛苦了。
My name is painful.
我的名字就够痛苦的。
My whole life has been painful.
我的整个一生都很痛苦。
God,
神啊，
please don't give me any more pain.
神啊，求你不要再给我任何苦痛了。
And here is the key to the whole story.
这个故事的这个重点在于
Verse 10, and God granted what he asked.
神，这句就是神就应允他所求的。
Now I have heard teachers who turn this into a magical prayer.
然后我知道有的老师把它教导成一个好像很有魔力的一个祷告，很神奇的祷告。
If you pray this prayer every day,
如果你每天这样祷告，
And you put it on your mirror.
如果你把这句放在你的镜子上，
then God has to give you a good job.
神就肯定一定要给你一个好的工作，
a nice house.
给你个大房子，
good children.
给你很听话的孩子们，
whatever you ask for.
你不管要求什么，
I have very sad news.
但是这样，如果你这样想，我给你一个很不好的，很令你难过的消息。
It doesn't say that.
他没有这样说。这经节不是这意思。
Instead, what it says is this.
相反的，他说的是
，When a person who had no wealth,
当一个人就是没有任何的财富
，no power,
没有任何的权利
，from a very unimportant family,
从一个很不起眼的家庭里来，背景
，and whose name means I am painful.
他的名字意味着说我是痛苦。
When that nobody calls on God, God hears him.
当这样一个完全不被人重视的人，不起眼的人向神呼求的时候，神听了他的祷告。
Chronicles is saying to the people of Jerusalem.
所以历代志是对这个犹太人、以色列人说，
If you have no reason for hope,
如果你没有任何的缘由让你觉得有盼望，
you can call on God,
你可以呼求神，
and he will hear you.
神会听到你。
That is much better than a new car.
这个比有一辆新车更好。
Because this means that God hears his people.
这个意味着说神听他百姓的呼求。
And there is hope for his people.
所以对他的百姓来讲仍然有盼望。
Now let me finish with one more story from Chronicles.
然后再给大家讲一个那个历代志里边的故事。
This is both my favorite and my least favorite story in the book.
这是我在圣经里边最喜欢也最不喜欢的故事。
Let me explain.
让我给你解释一下。
When you read the book of Chronicles,
当你
I'm sorry, the book of Kings.
当你读列王记的时候
And you read about King Manasseh.
你就列王记里边讲到马纳西的故事。
In 2 Kings chapter 21,
在列王记下21章
you find out that Manasseh was the most wicked king ever in the history of Judah.
在犹大历史上那个马拉西是最邪恶的一位王。
He committed terrible, terrible sins.
他犯了这个很可怕的罪。
He took babies.
他就会把这个婴孩
And he took them to the temple of false gods.
他会把这个婴孩带到这个假神的这个殿庙里边。
And he threw living babies into the fire as a sacrifice to the false gods.
他会把这个小孩扔到这个火里边作为给这个假神的一个祭物。一个活着的
baby. He was a terrible king.
他是一个很可怕的王。
King says he was so bad.
这个列王记上面说他是如此的他这么的行了很多的恶。
He even burned his own son as an offering.
他甚至把自己的儿子作为那个祭，就是作为祭物献给这个假神。
He was so wicked that God said, "I am going to destroy Jerusalem because of Manasseh."
因为他如此的邪恶，所以神说，因为这个马拉西，所以我要毁灭耶路撒冷。
And that's the end of the story in Kings.
所以这是在列王记里面的对于马拉西最后的描述。
If you read only Kings,
如果你只读列王记
you know that Manasseh was a terrible king.
你就知道马拉西是一个很可怕的、很糟糕的王。
And it is his fault.
是因为他的
Jerusalem is destroyed.
是因为他的错误、他的缘由，耶路撒冷被毁了。
But when you come to Chronicles,
但是当你读到历代志的时候
you read something very strange.
你就会读到一些很奇怪的故事，很不同的。
It tells us that he did evil.
然后这里边确实讲到他非常的行恶。
And then it tells us something that I must confess at first I don't like.
我但是他后边记录了一些我刚开始第一眼看上去并不喜欢的。
Because you see, I think that bad people ought to be punished.
因为我觉得这个坏人应该就被惩罚。
And I'm reading in Chronicles.
但是当我读历代志的时候
And it says this.
他这样说
That when Assyria attacked Jerusalem.
但是当亚述就是攻击犹大的时候
And Manasseh was carried away in chains.
然后马纳西就被铜链锁住带到巴比伦。
Verse 13, he prayed to God.
然后在历代志下33章13节说他祈祷耶和华。
And do you remember what happened when Jabez prayed to God?
你记得当时亚比斯向神呼求的祷告的时候发生了什么?
God heard him.
神就听到了垂听了他。
And I like that with Jabez.
然后我就很对亚比斯的故事我很喜欢。
Because he wasn't a bad person.
因为亚比斯呢他不是一个坏人
He was just a nobody.
他就是一个不起眼的人一个小人物
But then I read Manasseh, a terrible person.
但是听说这个马拉西一个大坏人
Prayed to God.
他祈祷耶和华
And God heard his plea.
但是耶和华就允准他的祈求垂听他的祷告
Chronicles tells us.
然后历代志就告诉我们
That God had mercy even on Manasseh.
神甚至对马拉西都有怜悯。
I don't like that.
我不喜欢。
Because the city is destroyed.
因为这个耶路撒冷这个城被毁。
He's a terrible person.
就是因为他是一个很坏的人。
And when I first read that, I think, wait a minute.
当我第一次读的时候，我说等一下。
What would I think if I read that Adolf Hitler prayed and God had mercy on him?
如果我读到说希特勒他祷告了神对他有怜悯
I would be angry.
我会很生气
What about all the people he killed?
他杀了那么多人。
They had no mercy.
他一点都没有对这些人有怜悯。
And so the first time I read this, I didn't like it.
所以当我第一次读到马拉西的悔改的故事的时候，我一点都不喜欢。
But it's gone from being a story I don't like to a story that I love very much.
但是这个故事呢，却渐渐的从一个我不喜欢的故事，成为一个我很喜欢的故事。
Because you see, if God is not a God of mercy,
如果神不是一位满有怜悯的神，
if he will not have mercy on Manasseh,
如果他对马纳西没有怜悯，
he would not have mercy on me.
他也不会对我有怜悯。
If there is no hope for Manasseh, there would be no hope for me.
如果对马纳西是没有盼望的，对我也没有盼望。
Chronicles says to the people of Judah.
然后历代志对犹大的人民说，
There is hope.
仍然有盼望。
Yes, everything looks terrible.
虽然每件事看上去都很糟糕，很黑暗。
You look at your city and you think,There's nothing here.
你看了你的城，你说这里什么都没有。
But Chronicles says there is hope.
但是历代志说仍然有盼望。
The genealogy say God has not forgotten us.
家谱向我们展示说神没有忘记我们。
The history says God has a purpose for us.
然后这个历史也告诉我们神对我们是有一个目的的。
The story of Manasseh says,
但是马纳西的故事就告诉我们
if we call to God in repentance,
如果我们向神呼求向神悔改
he will hear us.
他会垂听。
Now, I think no one listening to this class thinks, I'm like Manasseh.
我想我们所有听这个课的人没有一个人会觉得我就是那个像那个马纳西那样。
That's good.
那很好。
But maybe,
但是也许
thinks, I'm like Jabez.
也许有人觉得说我像亚比斯。
My life has had a lot of pain.
我的生命中有很多的痛苦。
Maybe there's someone who you're not like Manasseh, but you think, I hope no one ever finds out some of my past.
也许你不像马拉西，但是你却不希望别人知道你的过去。
There are things in your past that you really don't feel, you are very ashamed of.
所以在你的过去中让你一些觉得很羞耻的事情。
If you're like Jabez,
如果你像亚比斯
or if you're ashamed of your past,
或者你对你自己的过去感到很羞耻。
Chronicles says,
然后这个历代志告诉我们
call on God.
就是向神呼求
He will hear you.
他会垂听
He will forgive.
他会饶恕
He will have mercy.
他满有怜悯
And because of that, Chronicles is a wonderful, wonderful book of hope.
就因为这样，所以历代志是一本充满了盼望的书
It was hope for the people of Jerusalem.
他对在那个耶路撒冷的犹太以色列人仍然有盼望
And it's hope for us today.
也对我们今天的人也是有盼望
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告
Dear God, I thank you that you're a God of mercy.
主啊我们为你是一位满有怜悯的神而感谢
You're a God who brings hope in hopeless situations.
你是在绝望的环境中带来盼望的神
And so wherever we are, whatever problems we face,
不管我们在什么样的境况，不管我们面对什么样的问题
，give us confidence to call on you.
就给我们这种确信，让我们向你呼求。
To know that you will hear us and you will answer.
就让我们知道你会垂听，你会应允。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. All right, thank you.